And Andrew, when we take a look at Trick, obviously it's around. Guys are familiar with it. You kind of made the comment right away. It's not really an emerging problem, but it is something that's out there.
Yes, sir. It is a reality. It's something that's been here. This disease has been known well before we ever discovered brucella and brucellosis. It's come and gone. We've had peaks and valleys on importance and relevance. I think now, due to our diagnostic capabilities, I think it has become a re-emerging, if you want to use that term, disease, just because of our awareness and our diagnostic capabilities.
How important is it for individual producers to be testing for it then?
I think that they need to implement that as a routine strategy. If you're getting bulls up and checking bulls on a yearly basis for semen parameters, you've got those bulls caught up, you're you know, very minimal cost and time involved in taking at least a yearly screening sample for your herd. You know, multiple tests would be better, but a routine once yearly exam would at least implement some preventive strategy.
And it looks like more and more states are making it pretty much mandatory for cattle coming into their state or, you know, interstate travel, in other words, to be tested for it.
Yep, that's true. You know, we're looking at probably 22, 23, and maybe up to 25 now. I haven't looked at those numbers in the past couple of months. But all of those states have restrictions on, again, that key number, 18-month-old breeding age bulls not being able to enter their state without validation of a negative trick test.
And for guys in our area, and we cover three states, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Two of those states, right?
That's correct. Alabama and Georgia do have some type of rule or regulation. Mindful, they're not laws, but these are rules and regulations. These owners will be denied official veterinary, you know, inspections. They won't get a health certificate without, you know, a veterinarian showing proof of that negative trick test, and then, you know, a veterinarian will be signed off on that health certificate. So they won't be able to stay, you know, technically cross state lines in a legal sense. But I think that those numbers of states participating is only going to increase.
With that in mind, a producer goes through the testing, finds out that they do have it. Prevention is one thing, but control. I mean, what are we looking at that point?
Yeah, you know, the most important thing is to determine that you have it. And once you have it, you know, we have a problem. What do we need to go about doing it? And the absolute first place to start is the screening bulls. And I would get, you know, with your veterinarian, that's where you start. Looking at your bulls, you know, effectiveness in randomly screening cows is not a good idea, but looking at taking a harder look at open cows. Now, if I have a reason for reproductive losses, I have a better reason for that cow to be open, and paying more attentions and putting more stress on potentially getting rid of open cows and not giving second chances and not knowing how long she may be infected, and et cetera, et cetera. So start with bulls and move forward, and can't ever express, you know, solid quality relationship with a veterinarian.
But you all have done a lot of research on this, haven't you?
We have, and there's a lot going on right now. We hope to, you know, talk about a lot more information in the very near future. We're having a lot of travel time back and forth into the state of Florida, gathering samples and making good use of the unfortunate circumstances of some of these positive bulls in this area here. But they hope, you know, we hope with that information that we can help everybody in return and learn more about this organism.